I was born into this family. I didn't choose. We never compared each other. The world did. Why can't two sisters exist?
It is interesting to learn. Britney Spears was not the first Spears to take legal action against her parents to be like, I want my life and my money back.
Tell him F off and that no, you're not allowed to. Don't let him in. Like, I don't want him in my life. Or if I do, let it be my choice. Being called a slut. You printed it proudly on your magazine. You said it on national TV. I mean, it was like I was a kid. Somebody should have said, stop the fucking presses. Give this girl a fucking minute. If she couldn't stand up for herself, then somebody should have. It's like my whole life, I kind of felt like I didn't matter.
So it's like I just wish that mattered.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Switching gears here, kind of like to like the public perception of you. Social media is like this unnecessary evil that comes with this industry.
Yeah.
And I talk about it with a lot of people that come on my show. And you have been getting annihilated on the internet recently. What are the comments you get that are the most hurtful?
That I didn't do anything to try to help my sister. I very much did many things. People who say that I didn't support, I have tried and true examples of how I supported.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it. Right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you.
February 1st. 2008, your father files for conservatorship over your sister. Meanwhile, in your life, you are a teenager, 4 months away from giving birth. How did you find out that your sister would be put into a conservatorship?
I guess, like, just kind of like everybody else, I didn't really know what a conservatorship was or anything. So I just knew that, like, okay, the family's gonna help my sister do something. I don't know. I just knew that, like, that's all. I knew what y'all knew.
Yeah.
Like, I did. After what I'd went through with my family the few months before, I just wasn't really having them in my life at that point in time.
Again, to give context, you had just gone through all of this with your parents basically asking you to abort the baby. You say no. You're away in the cabin. Now you're going to have...
I do want to clarify.
Okay.
No one asked me to abort the baby.
Okay.
It was like...
just like heavily not like advocated that I have the baby. And it was almost like all of these things that happened to me afterwards were like ways of hopefully bending my will. If we make it like horrible enough, maybe she'll like change her mind or something.
And so you stopped talking to your dad because he was like, okay, fuck you. You're having it and you're not going to do it my way. Yeah. Bye. So he's dealing with Brittany. Your mom was mostly with you. Then you go to file for the emancipation. Then you don't, but now you've got some of your money. You're trying to figure out your life. Yeah. And all this is happening and your father files for conservatorship over your sister. Mm-hmm. And so no one really explains it to you.
I don't think I was their favorite person. I don't think they were to call me up and give me a heads up either. Like, I just literally blew up their world again by having a baby. So it's right. Like, I don't think they were wanting to include me.
Based on everything you wrote in this book, your father struggled to parent. Mm-hmm. What qualified him to be a fit conservator?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the freaking state of California. Yeah. I mean, I didn't make that choice. This was a freaking court system who did. But I will say that I think that, I do think that, like, obviously someone found a need for something, but I wasn't, like, who am I to say? I mean, that's obviously a legal thing that had to go through a lot of approval.
You write in the book, on June 23rd, 2021, my sister broke her silence in regard to the oppressive nature of her 2008 conservatorship. You describe the conservatorship as oppressive. When did you come to realize that this setup was infringing on Britney's rights?
You have to understand, since I was 17, she's been in the conservatorship for 13 years. I've never known anything different as an adult.
Yeah.
So, like, what do I know what's normal and what's not? Like, this seemed to be the way things were. So, for me, she told me she was wanting to... She didn't like the way certain things were happening, so I gave her the number of judges. I put her in the... I talked to her lawyer on the phone, which blew up in my face, and everybody turned against me.
Why?
Because I guess maybe that lawyer wasn't going to get a paycheck if he didn't have a job, so why did he need me fucking infringing on his rights, right?
So when you say that your sister, like, finally was just like, I don't like this setup, like, when exactly?
I think it was, like, for me, she just kind of felt like, maybe she didn't want anything to do with any of this shit anymore, you know? And if right. that's the case, then, like, that's the case. Totally. Like, whether I agree with it or not, like, that's her decision. Like, but one particular time, we were in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. We went on this trip together. And we obviously are, like, with our kids there. And we're every night just staying up talking or whatever. And, like, that was really when one of the times I can remember honkering down with her. And, like, she was expressing things to me, which obviously are her things to express. But into my point of view, it felt like things... She deserved to have the right to talk to somebody. So I did. I spoke with her lawyer and I told him a lot of shit and it went nowhere. And then people got mad at me.
Do you know what, around when is this? Like, how far into the conservatorship?
Probably can look on like, I don't know. You probably look on Instagram or something. Whenever we went to Y, that was one of the times.
Okay.
Many other times, me and my husband, I do know some judges and we did have some stuff looked into and we told my sister many times all she had to do was go live out of state for 6 months and the conservatorship will be absolved because she'll take residence in another state. I told her this many times. That was my understanding of it. Obviously, I felt like if she spoke with the judge and these different people a bit more that she could make the decision she wanted to, because that's a very, you know, and by the way, from my understanding, if she wanted to end it, then that was what I was going to support. So I kept telling her, all you got to do, come live with me in my shithole in Louisiana. Like, come on. Let's, you know, whatever. And I don't know why. I don't know why that option wasn't something that she wanted to follow through with. Well, I get she does have children. So obviously, you know, but for me, it was like, I put myself on the line a couple times with some people that, you know, trying to help her in this situation that she said she needed help in, and pissed a lot of people off quite a few times. And so I don't know why wouldn't she clarify that? I don't know.
I feel like to the world right now, like, nobody knows you ever tried to help her.
Oh, no. And by the way, why was I going to go out and, like, say those kinds of things, like, and then maybe that blow up in my face? I kind of was thinking, like, when I talked to her lawyer, like, he would, like use this and helpful this. It's like he went and told me that I told them that.
So he went and told on you to, like, your dad and everyone that, like, the
like, because the thing is, I think that maybe my dad was maybe the face. There's a lot of people behind there. Yeah. I think it was more of, like, the lawyers and whoever it was. And, you know, I was basically, like, it all got regurgitated to me, everything I said from the other side. And I was like, oh my God.
Why have you never said any of this to the critics that are like, wow, you were on the conservatorship, which we'll get to, but it's like, why? Like, people that are like, you never tried to help her. You're literally sitting here being like, I was looking up things.
I never thought that I'd get grouped into this hatefulness because I knew that I'd always tried to help and stuff. So then I was thinking in my head, like, this, I'm never going to have to speak if I always did the right thing. Like, it was, to me, it was like, why would I have to say anything? Like, she knows it. Like, we know it. Like, why would I have to say anything?
What do you think everyone that's like threatening your life on the internet, like, want you to do?
I think they just want me to not exist. And if I do exist, it needs to be to support, you know, someone else's life. And I think that I can exist and also support, but also protect myself.
I think that what is bothersome for a lot of these critics, there was a period of time where you were involved in the conservatorship.
And wrong. Never involved in the conservatorship. Never, not once. There are legal documents that I can show you. Or you know what? Actually, what the media could responsibly put out there, but they don't give an F about those.
No, let's talk this through, though, because people assume that your name was tied into the conservatorship, and so you're guilty. So can you explain why people think you were involved in this conservatorship?
Well, I think because outside of the conservatorship, even if it was you and your sister,
yep,
my sister asked me to oversee a trust if something were to happen to her.
So Brittany asked you.
Yes. Now, when I was approached by her team of lawyers or whatever, and they were like, well, you have to get a lawyer and do that. I was like, so I did not even follow through with these steps to be a trustee over that will or anything. And that never even had anything to do with the conservatorship.
So legally, there was nothing ever filed.
Nothing. And I can, like, do I have my phone?
This is helpful because on the internet right now, everyone thinks that whatever you're about to explain was involvement in the conservatorship and you had like a hold on some type of something.
And I would like to just read the actual like statement from her. This is her team filed these papers that say Jamie Lynn Spears never took the very minimum steps to proceed with any of this.
So you were never involved in the conservatorship.
I never had one part in anything ever in Britney's conservatorship or her life at all revolving around the conservatorship. Jamie Lynn Spears was never involved in any capacity in the conservatorship. Legally documented, factually documented by her own team.
Why do people think you were involved in it?
Well, when you're in a conservatorship, everything you do has to be reported to the court. It's okay. Like if she buys this or does that, it all has to be reported because the court has to be held accountable for, heaven forbid, the worst happens or something. They are legally put you, the court put her in this. They have to be accountable for everything that goes on under it. During this time, one of the things that happened was my sister asked me if something were to happen to her, would I oversee a trust for her boys? So that means that, like, if something were to happen to my sister, would I make sure that, you know, this was allocated correctly to her boys? I never even became the trustee of this thing. And that is documented by her team. They filed papers.
Do you want to read something from it?
In the court approved First Amendment to the SJB Trust in 2018, the SJB Trust modified to have Jamie Lynn Spears appointed as trustee. Petitioner is informed. This is her people's team. And believes that Jamie Lynn Spears never undertook any of these steps to actually become trustee, which I didn't do the minimum task. I just didn't follow through with it. It just didn't feel like something I should do.
There were things on the internet saying that for a couple months, and then like you were taken off of it. What is that?
Because they petitioned to put me on it.
Got it.
And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. But I didn't really know what I was like. And then when I saw that it was going to be like me approving of trust, I was like, oh no. Like I just said no. I said, I don't want to be a part of it.
So you were going to have to get like really involved. And you were like,
I just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to. These things were filed with the court. Like, why wouldn't anybody report that?
Is there a reason you haven't posted it on your social media?
Because I think, like, out of context, people are going to be like, oh, what is this? But I think that, like, obviously now if people come for me, I'm just going to start posting all my text messages and all my stuff. And, like, I'm done taking pictures. Like, here's just receipts. That's it.
Playing devil's advocate, Brittany didn't have access to her phone. Jamie Lynn, you have a platform. People would have listened to you, help your sister. Why did you not speak out on social media or to the public when you discovered the conservatorship was oppressive?
As far as I'm concerned, I would message her and I would talk to her, and we had full access to talk to her. I was in contact with her, as well as when I put her in contact with the judges and the legal people who she
spoke to.
Why does
everyone on the internet think that she didn't have a phone?
I don't know, but I know. I mean, she had her phone. I mean, I know that because, like, I would, you know, I would
talk to her.
But there were certain times where I wouldn't understand why, but she would block me or whatever it was. And I felt like I didn't understand sometimes, like, where or what my position was or how I could be helpful. But also, I was dealing with my own dynamics in our relationship. And I was getting to a place where mine and her relationship was becoming a bit more challenging and unhealthy for me, where at some point I had to protect myself too. And, like, outside of the conservatorship or anything, like, mine and her relationship was becoming to a point where I needed to also set boundaries and healthy boundaries with her. But as I've mentioned previously, anytime she told me she wanted help, I gave her the chances and the opportunities and the people to help her. She knows all of that. Why wouldn't she just have clarified that and stopped all of this? That's where I don't understand. But I do know that these are factually true statements and everything. Like, I have to at some point speak for myself, or what? Spend the rest of my life being bullied and there's absolutely no truth to some of these things? Like, I have to speak up for myself the same way I want everyone to speak up for themselves.
Brittany posted to social media vague allegations referencing a lack of support from her family and those who should have helped. Everyone assumed she was talking about you. Who did you understand her to be talking about in these posts?
Quite literally, I felt like a lot of them were directed at me at times too. And it made me feel like, why is she doing this to me? And I've messaged her about these things. And then she clarified with me that she was sorry she went on that, you know, rant on social media. And she texted me that she knew I had nothing to do with this and that, you know, she was just taking it out or whatever. But it kind of has continued on. And that feels like I feel a bit helpless, like I don't know what else to do except for what I've always done is to continue to love and support her, but also, like, respectfully speak up for myself, because I can sit here and allow you to make any choices you want, but do not attack me and my family and expect me to not sit there and say something.
Yeah. In the book, you provide a text message that basically clears your name, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, and I wish that she would share that.
Can you read the text? Can you pull out your phone and read the text?
I mean, why not? I mean, like, yeah. You know what? Everybody else gets to go on social media and say whatever the F way want. I might as well just actually say something truthful.
And you are saying that you have a text from your sister that's clearing
and,
your
like,
name.
What breaks my heart is, like, we were talking about the kids and stuff, and, like, I thought things were cool. And then all of a sudden, like, the next day I wake up to a fucking hate message on social media, and I'm just like, what's going on? I don't get it. Do you understand how traumatizing that is for me? The up and down of, like, I think we're cool and we're talking about my kids, and the next day I get, like, all these threats on social media because you backhandedly said something or made sweeping allegations with the word the family. Like, I don't know what family you're talking about, but I shouldn't be included in that. And you should clarify that, because it's heartbreaking to me to be up and down all the time. And, like, I don't know. I want to support you, but I can also not put mine and my children's lives into the chaos because of one day you're okay with me and the next day you're not. That's in any relationship. There's so many, but honest to God, like, I failed. I was so hurt. It was horrible. You did me another. Sorry, pressed because I'm trying to. Now I look like a bitch and I was hurt. And I think the most one that she says to me, I know it's not your fault, and I'm sorry for being so angry at you. Although I'm your big sister, I need you more than you need me and always have. Which I feel like I've always needed her, but I don't understand how this could be said 1 minute and then the next minute I'm, like, kind of being attacked on social media, but, you know, like, yeah. I just don't understand why even say this to me?
And when those moments happen on social, like, do you text her and be like, hey, Britt, I'm getting some crazy DMs. Like, can you clarify that that's not about me?
Do I really respond to what her response was to that? My sister, when I told her about me getting all the threats, she said that she never talks about my kids, so what the fuck am I talking about? But, I mean, literally, I don't think she cares. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to, I mean, that's her message. Like, I told her, I mean, like.
So you're sharing, though, with her that how much this is hurting you. And her responses are just like, well, I'm keeping your kids out of it. But she's also clarifying in text that she knows it's not your fault.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the thing is like, just as confused as everyone else is, I'm just as confused or more confused because I know the truth. She knows the truth. I mean, there's even factually documented truthful events of me not being a part of any of this. And I just think that it's so painful for me to, like, feel the up and downs of, like, she'll message me, she's sorry, and that she knows I had nothing to do with this. And then we'll kind of, like, you know, shoot the shit for a minute. And then, like, 2 days later, I'm like, I don't understand. And then she, you know, won't talk to me for a while. And then I'll get a message that she's sending in stuff to the house. And I'm like, I don't understand. And so on a whole nother level, what people need to understand is, like, this is personally hard for me because this is a person I love who is, like, effing with my heart a little bit. And now my actual life.
You have this text from your sister. You have these texts that you're showing me. And then she unfollows you on Instagram. Why did she unfollow you?
For me, it felt like, why? Why would you want to give them another story to write about this?
Did you ask her?
No. I'm not. I can't at this point engage in something that has become so unhealthy for me. What good is that going to do? And unfortunately, it's come to the point where I have no other fucking option than just to lay out the facts.
Have you ever directly asked Brittany to defend your name on social media?
I told her to please stop posting, that it is now affecting not only me, but my children. And this was from the very beginning, where it was just like whispers that my daughter would hear her friends say, or like people at school say. And that took me back to my childhood and being like, fuck no, that's not happening to my kid. No, we're not. So I came at Mama Bear being like, look, you need to stop. And to this day, I still would be there for her in any single way. But I can't be there for you to the point that I'm allowing you to now spin false narratives about me. Yeah. And cause pain and harmful things to me and my children. I'm sure that in some way or another, everyone will assume that this is a book about Brittany, and it's not. It's a book about me and my story. But of course, people just, you know, take the clickbait lines. I can't help that I have experiences with my sister.
Yeah.
Whether she worked at the local grocery store or she was a big Popeye con, I still have experiences I went through with my family. Okay. And I'm allowed to share them, and they should be... they should matter, and they shouldn't be diminished.
There's something towards the end of the book that, to me, summarized your parents and what they put you guys through. And you write, my siblings and I have been traumatized by the distorted vision my parents have of loyalty and success, the impact of exposure, and the flip side of fame. No one protected me from the backlash of my sister's struggles or prepared me for what our silence would cost all of us. Why do you think people ignore and refuse to acknowledge that you were raised by the same exact people as Britney Spears? That's your father. That's Britney's father. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, people aren't, or they're acting like you are.
Like, it's okay for that to be her experience, but like, I can have the same exact one, but like, I don't get any, nobody cares that that was my situation too. But what I have to say is that, yeah, I mean, we all three have the same parents. That is one thing that we can all agree on.
What is your hope for your family moving forward?
I love my whole family, especially my sister, and I support her no matter what. But I just can't deal in lies. Like, there just has to be some truth out there, and I'm allowed to share it.
This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Cool. So to everyone that is currently listening, that's been listening to this interview, it is January 18th at 5:14 p.m. and I am doing now a follow-up interview with Jamie Lynn. You're back in Louisiana. As you know, we met for the first time last Tuesday, and we went over a lot in our two-part interview, but a lot has played out since then. You and your sister have been going back and forth on social media. Have you spoken to your sister since our interview last week?
I've tried to, but unfortunately, no.
And can you clarify? What do you mean by you've tried to and no?
Well, I hated the whole back and forth thing. So I was just like, just call me, like, you know, like you keep doing that. And then I sent her messages, but I've been blocked for a while. And then I did receive some Christmas gifts from her. So I reached out and said, thank you for those. And, you know, that I hope she got mine.
Okay.
And yeah, what an odd time to get gifts. But yeah, that's just the facts.
So there are some additional things from our interview that need clarification. Throughout our interview, you repeatedly state that you made numerous attempts to assist your sister in ending her conservatorship. The world is convinced that you didn't do enough for Brittany. One example you give in this part two is you say that you tried to help your sister and there was a trip to Hawaii. But as I'm listening back, like, the story is too vague. It doesn't fully add up. So can you go into greater detail about the steps that you took to help your sister and prove why your attempts to free Brittany failed?
Yeah, well, if you're talking about the one time out of all of them in Hawaii in particular, was, I guess it was, I can go back on my Instagram and look when our Hawaii pictures are posted to give you exact dates, but we were there. And during that time, we were able to like really spend some sister time. We didn't have any parents with us. We didn't have, it was just us and the kids. And, you know, she had like her, obviously her security and an assistant. And so we got a lot of like real sister time that I don't think we'd had in a while. And we talked a lot about a lot of different things. And she expressed to me, you know, she wasn't happy with her situation. And number one, like, that's one thing to not be happy with your situation, but you've got to express that to the people around you. So I kind of did a little bit of digging myself as far as calling just some lawyers or people I know at home. After doing that, then I talked to my sister about some information, not only like personal information I thought maybe could be useful to give to her lawyer at the time to help shut down this whole conservatorship. I kind of put myself on the line because I was sharing details that probably like people would know came from me. You know what I mean? And in doing so, we spoke about it. She said she wanted to do it. So we gave all of these facts to her lawyer. And then those same facts were regurgitated to me from the other side of the conservatorship. So I know that he obviously immediately went and told them whatever I said, or any of my efforts were told to the other side of the conservator, and it was shut down immediately. And I just think she needed a new lawyer. Like, he was either comfortable or he just wasn't really there for her. Well, you can disagree with what someone says, but his job was to voice it anyways, you know? So I just felt like she needed new legal representation. That was my overall theme.
When you found out that this lawyer did not act in Brittany's interest and try to implement these things you guys came to him with, but instead went to the conservatorship, what did you do?
Well, then I started saying like, look, there's other options. Like, you can come, like, this was what I was told. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer. From what I was told, if you have a residence in another state, you can live there for like 6 months or something. You take residence there. And if you don't have a conservatorship in that state, then it makes it to where like you can live there and that conservatorship in another state of things like null and void. Now, this could be quoting this wrong, but this is what I understood. And so I told my sister, why don't you just come live in Louisiana, whatever you want to just do that for 6 months. And guess what? It will just dissolve itself. There's nothing anybody can do about that. So that was kind of my next thing. It's like, look, if you're not going to get the help you need, then just take yourself out of it. And so that was my next thing, is kind of pushing for that, as well as trying to connect her with, you know, we know some people around here who could probably help out. And so I put her in connection with them. She did speak to them on the phone a few times. And even like when I wasn't there, like I had connected her, gave her a phone call. She did speak to them. My biggest thing was just pushing for her to just like, if you can't do anything else, just like come home, say you're coming for a week, just stay for six months. You know what I mean? Like, or that was the next option I thought was going to probably be the best one. After this experience, I very quickly realized that this lawyer did not seem to be acting in her best interest. So that is when I started obviously telling her, like campaigning for her to perhaps get a new lawyer. And then trying to get her to come home and find other ways around it because of the 6 month thing where you can live out of state and take residence, because she already has residence in other states. And then that way it dissolves the conservatorship.
You say that you told your sister this, and I can already see people will say, no, you didn't. That's a lie. You don't have proof. Do you have proof that you told your sister this information about her lawyer?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I do. I mean, I've done it on numerous occasions, but during that time, I kind of sent her a message. And then I also thought maybe I was blocked from her, so I sent it to her boyfriend. Do you want me to just like read it?
I mean, I think if to clarify, it would be helpful to, if you have proof that you were trying to help your sister out of the conservatorship, I think it would give people more context that like,
yeah. All right. How far back do you want me to go? I mean, okay. I have this one because this one I know it's like double fact because I sent this to her and I sent it to her boyfriend. So it's like, there's no way that like, I feel like this didn't go through even though I didn't get a response.
Can you give us the date and the time that this was sent?
I can send you the screenshots too, but November 11th, 2020, 10:45 p.m. And then I resent it to her boyfriend the next morning. So just to double confirm, November 12th. 2020 at 9:47 a.m. This is really bizarre that I'm doing this. Brittany, read important info that you should know because it seems concerning to me. Number one, I actually put the number one. Mom and her lawyers have been in constant contact with your lawyer about everything. And I first found it strange since you and Mom aren't speaking. I didn't understand why Mom would be involving herself or inserting her opinion to your lawyer, especially if you'd not ask her to. Okay. I quickly realized Mom's focus has been on Dad and her personal attack on him instead of on you and what you need. I think she has your lawyer fighting more for her agenda than yours, and it's only delayed your progress and cost you more money. If your lawyer tries to deny working with Mom's lawyers or his constant contact with Mom, then we can all get on the phone and I'll be sure he admits the truth, because I have read the messages and heard the conversations. He also made so many mistakes the last court date, which is why you were denied once again. I don't know if he did such a bad job on purpose, but it's strange that a lawyer would leave so many open holes in his petition, which made it an easy denial. He is trying to create an ongoing fight with someone who isn't trying to fight. And it's clear that your lawyer loves the attention he's getting from your public legal battle. And he goes out of his way to keep his false narrative going so that he can continue to put on a show in the courtroom and get all of the press that he wants from your court dates. And he absolutely loves all the attention he gets from the Free Britney fans. He thinks it's his fan club now, which is so weird to me. Also, I will never forget that time that we were in Hawaii and I was trying to help you figure out the conservatorship situation. You called your lawyer for his help and he sat there, listened to us. But as soon as we hung up, he immediately called and said that I needed to be watched because I was trying to take down the conservatorship. He turned on you in a second, which is why I never trusted him. 2, Dad wants to resign and has for some time now. He would like to quit wasting time and money on all of the lying lawyers and be able to directly speak with you to assure that no one is speaking for you. And that will make his resignation process a lot faster, because Dad has been aware of the relationship between Mom's lawyers and your lawyer. So he wanted to speak to you himself to make sure everything being said and done by them was truly what you wanted. But your lawyer will not allow Dad to speak to you at all, which only drags out this legal process for you. And that clearly benefits your lawyer because he gets more money the longer this can keep going, which is why I believe your lawyer is supporting Mom and her lawyers, creating more reasons to stay in court over money and other issues that have nothing to do with Dad being removed as the conservator of your estate, which I assume is what you want the most. Pretty obvious, right? Okay, 3. I actually spoke to Dad and he is more than willing to agree to drop all this extra legal crap, extra lawyers, extra court dates that they keep creating only for you to keep getting denied and letting you down each time. If you're willing to speak with him and start the actual legal process of getting what you want, then Dad is on board with that as well. 4, I have nothing to gain or lose in this situation, no matter what happens with the conservatorship, but I'm sick of seeing this whole thing just keep going in circles. So I figured I should see if I could help. I'm upset that it's led to me not speaking to Mom, but I think that's the right thing to do for now, so that you know everything and aren't constantly being fed bullshit. I have no reason to send you this other than I love you. I'm trying to be helpful. I'm here if you need anything. Love you. Ugh. And so that is what I sent to her and to her boyfriend. And yeah, that's it. And I feel bad reading messages, but you know what? That's not anything anybody, like, I said those things and there's proof to it. So like, I can stand behind it.
Why did you stop talking to your mom?
That was a really hard time. Because I wanted her to stop inserting herself in the conservatorship. And so I didn't understand why we were bringing more people into the conservatorship as opposed to like taking them out. I don't know. But I didn't speak to her and I thought maybe that too would like show like Brittany like how committed I was to her. Like if, you know, if she had an issue with her, I was like, I wanted to like, you know, be there, I guess. I don't know. I'm stupid, I guess.
Did the public know that your mom was involved?
Well, my mom was, she got lawyers recently to try and remove Dad. And that was really complicated because I was like, now you and Dad are fighting each other. And then what about, like, it just really confused me. Like, at the end of the day, like, that didn't seem like the right way to go about it to me. It just seemed like then it became a whole nother legal battle. And that was really hurtful to me because I'm just like, oh, now we're fighting in court. You know, it's like, what about the real thing, which is Brittany?
So I think, I mean, you reading this text message clarifies a lot. And I,
this isn't going to make a lot of people very happy that I just read that, but I did. So there we go.
So when did your sister, so you start sending these to your sister and she wasn't answering. Do you think she didn't have her, so, like her phone? Like, why do you think she didn't answer?
She would block me on and off and for different reasons. I don't really know sometimes. So then I would just send it to her boyfriend or her assistants. And I would just say, for Brittany, for Brittany.
Could you show like the, what is the thing, the next thing that Brittany texted you?
That was sent in, that was the one that I sent about that long was in November of 2020. And I sent a bunch of other messages in between then. Then the next time that I heard from her was December 8th, 2020.
What did she say?
Does that work?
Yeah.
You can see all my messages.
And can you read what that says?
It says, I'm not sure Mama told you, but I really thought the gift you guys got me was so freaking sweet. Thanks and miss y'all. And that was because I sent her this big like dress up set up for her birthday. And they went there and they set it up. And at first I didn't hear from her. But I still, you know, I wanted to send her something for her birthday, like that she knew, like, I'm never going anywhere. I'm still gonna aggravate the hell out of you. And so she did. She thanked me. I mean, because her birthday is December 2nd.
But so she never acknowledged those texts.
No. And obviously it had to have just been blocked or something because she didn't, like, sometimes she changes her number a good bit or whatever. And so this came from the same number.
But you did send it to her boyfriend.
Yes, twice.
So at a certain point, you were fighting against the conservatorship and you were getting iced out by people, you're saying, because you started fighting against it.
I'm basically telling her that, you know, your lawyer's not really doing a great job or whatever, in my opinion. And I guess for her, though, it's probably like, well, then who do I go to? What do I do with this? You right. know, so like I could imagine that, too. But all I could do was give her the information that I had. And that's what I tried to do. I don't really know what else that I could do except for things that I did.
Why did you not bring this up in the initial interview?
I'm afraid, like, number one, not only for my personal relationships, but legally, like, I'm talking about things that I didn't know. Like, I don't know. I'm afraid of, like, I don't want to get in trouble. So I did speak to my lawyer and, you know, they said, I'm reading messages I sent. So it's not like I'm making this up. So come for me, you know, like, whatever. Like, I checked it legally, but I'm nervous. Like, I'm still nervous. This sucks. But hey, the truth is the truth. And at the end of the day, like, I don't have any options left. So like, here's the messages, do whatever. And there's that.
When you gave your answer about the trust and that mm-hmm. you did not follow through with signing and becoming the trustee over the trust for Brittany's children,
mm-hmm.
it was still vague. Can you explain why you didn't actually go forward with it?
Well, number one, like, yes, my sister asked me to do that, but I was aware that, like, you know, I didn't really think she was being represented properly by her lawyer. And then also everything she did that time was under the conservatorship. It didn't matter what kind of legal thing was done. So that would mean by me signing something like that, I am doing something under a conservatorship that I don't necessarily trust. So I didn't want to sign anything that connected me to the conservatorship, even if it was something as like that. I wanted no part of the conservatorship. So even signing a trust for the boys, I did not want to agree to it because it was still under the umbrella of the conservatorship. Everything was.
Where are you at now with like moving forward and how you're going to handle your relationship with your sister and how do you want to handle it?
Well, like I said earlier, like, there's two separate things here. There's the relationship I have with me and my sister. And there's this other part where I have the right to defend my name and defend my family, to protect my family. And those can be separate, where I'm saying, like, y'all don't know what the hell you're talking about. Here are the facts. And you want the truth. Here's the truth. And then the separate side is that this is my sister who I know and I love. And when every headline's gone away and everything else is done, I'm still going to be your sister. It doesn't matter. And people need to stop inserting themselves into our situation and egging it on and encouraging it. I mean, I get called everything from like an abuser to a human trafficker. And like, first off, what the hell? And also I've read you the text messages that I've sent. Like, where in that text message do you feel like those kinds of names are appropriate to call me? You should be encouraging healing and something to like really be fixed here, because it's very clear that there are people in pain in this situation. It's apparent that it's not a healthy thing for anyone, yet we're egging it on because we love the shit show. And it has to stop, because it's not funny. Like, this is my life. These are people I love. And look what's happened to my family when all these people have inserted themselves. This one's got a lawyer. That one's got a lawyer. This one's got a friend. This one's got an agent. We need to separate it all and just be a family again, or else we're just going to end up back where we started. And that's not what we want. So next time people just decide to go ahead and have fun on the internet, oh, it's so funny, these two. No, this is my blood. I'm going to choose her over you every single time. I've sat silently and I've allowed all this crap to happen, but I'm done. Okay. Because I have the blood of my children and my wonderful life that I've created, and I'm allowed to defend it. I love my sister. I'm always going to love my sister. But anyone who's encouraging this kind of thing and encouraging this behavior, you are just as guilty as anyone who has been abusive or anything else of the comments they like to say. Like, what are you doing? All I want to do is love and support my sister and end this nonsense. This is ridiculous. Like, the world, just grow up.
How would you, moving forward, like to handle all of this with your sister?
Privately. I don't want to do this anymore. This is embarrassing. I want to do it privately, and I want to go be her sister as I've always been. That's it.
And to everyone that's like, well, you say you want to do it privately, but now you're like going on and you're exposing stuff like this. Like, can you explain to people your reasoning behind speaking up in this capacity?
Because if I don't, it's going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever. I just want to shut it down. And guess what? I don't ever want to talk about this ever again. And I won't. Like, that's it. Here are the facts. If you want to believe them, great. If you don't, whatever. These are the facts. You can't work around that. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's the point. It's like, this is just me being pushed to the very end. And I don't want to keep doing this. So here, take it.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.